Subscribe to the Snooze Alarm Survivor Podcast from Apple iTunes, Google Podcasts, really anywhere podcasts are distributed.
Access denied.
Except Spotify.
You will respect my authority.
Under the cloud bursts, thunder in your ear. You shout, no one seems to hear. And if the band you're in starts playing different tunes, I'll see you on the dark side of the moon.
I really feel like, you know, we have gone societally a little insane. I think we have. When the Southern Poverty Law Center puts Mothers for America, Moms for America, on their hate group list, and I knew, as soon as I heard the story and I saw the story, I said, well, I know where Kimberly Fletcher is, and thank you for joining us, Kimberly Fletcher, Moms for America, and having been on the Southern Poverty Law Center hate crimes or hate groups list before myself, I know it's not a fun feeling to there, but I mean, there's got to be a little bit of sitting there shaking your head saying, really? Did you ever expect that Moms for America would be on such a list like this?
Well, it's actually our second time on the list.
Is it? So oh, my God.
They're bringing us back again. It is a little crazy. I will say that. But I will also say that if you are not over the target, then you are not under attack. And yeah. I want to be over the target. I want to make sure that we are standing up for the principles and values that we care about, made America the freest, most prosperous nation on earth, and are going to bless our children the way we have been blessed. And if that puts me on something like the Southern Poverty Law Center, then bring it on, because I'm going to keep fighting that fight.
Well, and talk about that, because, you know, my concern, my worry, and we were just talking to Attorney General Jason Miaris, and he had seen the story, but he had not been the recipient of the list. I know the Southern Poverty Law Center sends this especially to friendly attorneys general, including, and I'm sure not limited to, Merrick Garland. They've already said, we already have the proof that the Department of Justice was going to go after parents that speak out at their school board meetings. I worry they're going to use a list like this to get, like we haven't seen this before, Kim, warrantless wiretaps and surveillance of social media and things like that. Never mind what they may do to your, ability to contact your members.
Well, and I will tell you that the sad thing is it's already happening. And it has been for the last few years. The more that we stand up and defend our children, the more they come after us. And it when we go into school board meetings, we have moms who have literally been told they can't speak, shutting off their microphones. And when they continue to speak, they call police officers, and these moms are handcuffed and pulled out of the school board meeting.
It's amazing.
And it's like, this is insanity. So one of the things that we help moms realize is the power of the sheriff. The most powerful elected office in the country is not president of the United States. It's the sheriff. And if you have a constitutional sheriff, he can come in and defend and protect those rights that you have while you're engaged in that situation. And we just want to empower moms to be able to know that your rights come from God, not government.
Amen.
And that you have the right as a parent to go in there and defend and protect your children. This idea that they're not our children is erroneous, and we are not going to allow that to happen. All of these organizations are there to support us, not replace us, regulate, or restrict us. So we want them to support us. And if they're not going to, then we're going to take other actions, whether it's pulling our kids out of school, replacing the school board members, when we've done all of that. So
oh,
we're going to keep fighting the fight.
Well, and we were just talking with Lindsay Burke, who's on the board of George Mason University, but they're the education guru at the Heritage Foundation. And she said, she wrote a great piece just the other day about how the school choice movement has never been this thorough and encompassing so many states now. We're seeing it in almost two-thirds of all the states, if not approaching three-quarters, have school choice amendments that are going their way through to governors. So I really think legislatively, at least, Kimberly, it's having its impact.
It's very much so. And also on the litigation level, we have a lot of moms who have been in situations where the CPS is being called on them because they have stood up for their children.
Oh, gosh.
We have moms who are calling us and telling us that their daughters are coming home with breast binders and they don't know anything about it. We just recently found out that schools are now either bringing in as a support or hiring counselors who are specifically there to help kids transition. So they're hiring people. They keep hiring more and more people to get in between us and our children. And that's something that you just don't do. And that's why this movement is something like you've never seen before. And it's crossing all demographics. Motherhood is the great unifier. And when you try to stand between a mother and her child, that is a very dangerous place to be. And that's why this movement, this mom-led revolution that's going across the country, is not something that's just going to go away. We're going to keep fighting for our kids.
You know, Kim, I don't know if you know this story. Probably not. I've only told it a couple of times on the air. But the person who's most important in my transition into broadcasting in high school, I had a great teacher, ran the TV studio at Bayside High School, named Arnold Friedman. And he was my only reference when I first started my broadcasting career. And then he was on the front page of Newsday for getting arrested. He was arrested because he was teaching computers and doing other things alleged with young boys in his basement. And we've gone from a world where he goes to prison and dies in prison under this these charges of sexual abuse of minors, to I was listening to a recording yesterday where a teacher was talking about, well, you don't have to go all the way in the poopy hole. And I'm like, what the hell kind of schools are we in now where your teachers used to go to prison for talking like this with their elementary school kids. I want your reaction to that. I just realized I'm up against a timed break here. Can I get your reaction to that when we come back from break?
Absolutely.
Inflation-proof listening.
Too many families are struggling.
Free of charge since we went on the air in 1933.
I get it.
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
So we left Kimberly Fletcher, Moms for America, on the Newsmakers line. I asked her a question, realized I had run out of time to get her answer, so I asked her if she could hang on. And in a short period of time, socially, we've gone from a world where teachers just being accused of sexual liberties with a child are enough to send them to prison, to where teachers are now talking, explaining how gay sex works, Kimberly. How do we get this back? And who thinks this is right?
You know, it has become part of the curriculum. And I will tell you that one of the things that they're doing is they're hiding behind the word education. If it's educational, then they can get away with anything. So one of the things that we did, it was actually John Rich, the country singer, mm-hmm. who came up with this idea. I met with him in January and we were talking about some of the things that he was doing in Tennessee to help protect kids against this crazy. And he came up with this brilliant idea I was so impressed with that we're taking across the country. And we're referring to it as the FCC standard bill. So as I referred earlier, we have moms who are being pulled out of these school board meetings by police because they are reading what their children are being exposed mm-hmm. to, or showing pictures of what their children are seeing in their classrooms. And the people on the school board are saying, well, you can't read that or show that here because it's on public TV. Well, the FCC standard bill is if you can't show it on TV and you can't air it on the radio, you can't have it in the classroom. And this covers all gamuts of curriculum, because what they're doing now is they're putting curriculum digitally. So they had the, stay at school books. I don't know if you've heard this. It started like 20, 25 years ago. They had stay at school books. You don't take them home because you don't want the parents to see them. Because one of the things we kept telling parents was look and see what your children are reading, what they're seeing, what they visit their classrooms, look at the library books, mm-hmm. be a part of what they're seeing. And so they are now starting to move everything to digital and saying, well, you can't see it because it's our personal property and it's trademarked. Yep. And so you can't, and you're like, are you kidding me? The school boards can't see it. The teachers can't see it. So the FCC bill just passed Texas. And we have seven other states who are picking it up and eight members of Congress who are now looking at it. So this is a great way for us to push back on the litigation or the legislative side and then we can litigate when they go against these laws.
Right, yeah.
Because once you take that protection of education away, then they become a pedophile, just like anybody else, grooming and sexualizing our children.
One of our friends, and he was a state senator from here, started that. I remember the first time Tom Garrett tried that on the floor of the Virginia Senate and was censured because the pages, the you know, smartest 14 and 15-year-olds in Virginia were present when he was reading a passage out of one of these sex ed books. And they said, you can't read that. And they censured him, fined him, whatever it was, for that lewd and lascivious recitation. And I'm glad to see we're trying to raise it to a standard where, but at the same time, how does this even qualify as education? This is truly the attitude of these are not your children, it seems to me, and the attitude of stay at home or stay at school books. I remember when they pitched it, oh well, we just don't have enough resources and the books don't come back and it's a budget saving thing, and then people agreed with that, and then they started using it for secret conversations with their kids. It's a scary place where these kids are being manipulated, and if we, I'd love to think we're still the country where if we saw a third world country doing that, we'd send the UN in, for human rights violations and drag them off to The Hague. But we're doing it ourselves now. We even have an LGBTQI police officer liaison now, as if they have different laws than the rest of us. When does it stop, Kimberly?
Well, we're actually at the bottom of the barrel at this point, because all of the European countries are starting to pull away from this. The whole transitioning kids and this transgender ideology and everything, they're pulling away from it because they're realizing how detrimental it is to the future of their country, mm-hmm. to the population at large. But I will say that, there's something bigger afoot here than people are realizing. And this is one of the things that we teach when we go out and do our Mama Bear training. The first 15 minutes is a quick historical lesson on the biggest despots of our time. And how they took control and created the greatest atrocities against humanity. And that was Hitler, Stalin, and Mao. And the truth is that we right now in our country are living in Mao's China, Hitler's Germany, and Stalin's mm-hmm. Russia. They are using our children to create the world that they want. And they're using the government to empower our children to go against parents. CPS has been weaponized to a degree that, I mean, it's always been a bad thing, but it's been weaponized to a degree that it is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. The kind of things that they're using CPS and the IRS for to penalize parents to make sure that they conform. And they are. They do have this idea that they're not our children. And that is what we have to stand up and keep telling these stories. That's what's going to turn this around. Litigation, legislation, but most importantly, parents and their children uniting together to fight this together. Our children are being bullied, intimidated by adults. And we as adults have to go in there and defend them against what's coming. And I will tell you that there are an awful lot of teachers who are against this as well, and school board members who reach out to us continuously and thank us for what we're doing in quiet and tell us it's making a difference. They're afraid to lose their jobs.
Oh, sure.
I mean, everybody's being bullied.
Yeah, absolutely. It's momsforamerica.us. Kimberly Fletcher, thank you so much for taking some time out with us this morning. And welcome back, I guess, to the Southern Poverty Law Center hate group list. And thank you so much. I appreciate it. And keep fighting the good fight.
Thank you, sir.
momsforamerica.us 434. Now, I know a lot of folks, we had a couple of very important folks that I wanted to get their information out there for you. And now you can react to that 434-964-1075.
Being tuned in means caring about what happens to you, not politicians. Seville 1075 and 1260 WCHV.